Guys, what's going on, man? Welcome back to another episode of the wonderful The Arsenio's E-S. I'm sorry, the Arsenio Buck Perspective Podcast. Oh my God, I've been doing one a little bit too much and I totally forgot. But nonetheless, guys, it's good to have you guys back. Oh my God, there it was, a character building week nonetheless. If you guys don't listen to my ESL podcast, obviously, you know, I had a student from 2 years ago who was a total ass. I tried canceling 2 years ago. I was like, no, and you're only going to get this amount back. And then I hurry up and put a no reimbursement clause and all these other things. Well, let's just say we fulfilled all the hours except the free hours. And then she disappeared for 4 months. I did her statement of purpose for another bullshit ass company I collaborated with at the time. And then she didn't want to get on a 15-minute phone call. She's like, sorry, I'm busy. Thanks for the SOP. The bitch got into Boston University, lo and behold, because of my SOP. And she had the audacity a year later to come back and to ask me for some of the money back that she did in terms of classes 2 years ago. The ignorance is unbelievable. Same morning, had a dumb a Costa Rican. See, this is why I always get scared about Costa Ricans. I always get scared about Costa Ricans because they will switch it up on you in 2 seconds. And this, as cheerful and awesome she was, boy, she turned into a devil within the matter of seconds based on a ridiculous scheduling problem. And just like that, that was the end of it. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to sit here in front of a bitch for another 7 hours. I'm just not going to do that. And so she sent me a message saying, oh, no, it's not this. I trust your knowledge. I'm like, hold on, hold on, hold on. You trust my knowledge? Hey, you know what? I don't want to see you ever again. I said, I just reimbursed you the money. All the best to you. She immediately unfollowed me on Instagram. I said, well, glad that door shut. And I'm never going to accept people from Become Dentist, which is the bullshit collaboration I did last year, ever again, because they're all headaches. They are all headaches and they're all bitches. So I am very grateful that I've overcome that. The situations do arise, and I have to make sure that I tell myself, how will my best self show up? And I have to prime myself in the morning. Now, a lot of people's agendas and a lot of people's wants and needs. I got one student who's needy as fuck. And my essay, my essay, my essay, my essay. Shut the fuck up. Okay. I'm not going to get overwhelmed by your bullshit ass needs. Okay. You already know what your essay is. And what you need to do is a little bit more of it. And so, nonetheless, like there are needy students. There's this, there's that. And that's why I don't check my inbox anymore before 8 a.m. Although today's a little bit different because I have new students and all that other good stuff and whatnot. But some people are extremely needy, and then that could bring anxiety and stress onto me because it, next you know, it ends up filling in the holes in my schedule. And I'm like, oh, I can't do this. So, man, it was a week. And then I said, you know what? I need to do the morning mindset and the evening review every week. And to be honest with you, I've had some incredible individuals, beautiful smiles. So grateful for what has happened over the past week. My wife gave me Oakley shades for the first time for my birthday, and I bought her Gucci. So I'm like, oh God, I cannot believe I bought her Gucci shades. That's the crazy. I told myself I would never commit myself to those nasty ass companies for their unsustainable practices and whatnot. But oh well, it's all good. It's for her and her happiness, so it's all good. So, to hell with Gucci, by the way, and the rest of those fuckers. But nonetheless, man, it was an amazing Monday. You know, even yesterday, some random, and I like to say, and I see beauty in everyone, but there was this, you know, this girl who was standing next to me at the bus stop I was waiting on, what ended up turning out to be a very horrific bullshit ass taxi driver. But you know, he drove right by me, cockeyed a motherfucker. And you know, I look back and I'm like, bro, do you want me to cancel you? He just drove right past me. I'm like, what are you doing? And then the girl who was standing next to me, she talked to him. She's like, your passenger is like right behind you. And I told her, thank you so much. Boy, people act a fool, I swear. So, man, I am grateful for the gratitude and the goodness that is out there in the universe. I was supposed to do this podcast, as a matter of fact, Monday, but here we are on a Wednesday. Hey, but as long as you get the message, happy Wednesday to all of you. Now, we got to talk about devotion and disengagement. I'm not sure if I actually did this before, but it's always good to come back and go over this because we do have problems. And I think one of the biggest things that I heard yesterday in regard to social fitness, and I thought was very fascinating before I get into, of course, being devoted or disengaged, was the fact that people who are introverted are just selfish. And I said, really? They're like, yeah, you don't take an interest in anyone. I said, oh, damn. I like that. I like that because he's like, oh, you just want to be tucked away. You want to do this. You want to do that. No, you just don't want to put yourself out there and listen to other people and get to know other people. You're selfish. I was like, you know what? That is a very, very good point. I like that. Now, I'm becoming and coming out of my, well, it takes probably a couple of shots. But like I told you guys at the wedding and stuff like that, I met all the staff again from my, well, no, I wouldn't say all the staff, but the awesome ones, CFO, this O, all these different officers and good to great people, man. And I'm just like, you know what, man, Arsenio, come the fuck out of your shell. Okay, you had some problems, some trials, some tribulations, but get your sorry ass out there and be who you are. Okay. And so, nonetheless, I still do my thing, but I couldn't believe the amount of smiles that I got Monday morning. That was the most I ever got in one day. The service that we got, the amazing people. Boy, I am just grateful for it all. And it all comes to the fact that, come out of your shell, And so, nonetheless, let's get into it. Now, are you guys devoted in your daily fitness practices or your meditation? Are you devoted in it? I'm like, Arsenio, can you just devote 10 minutes of your time or 15 minutes in the morning, not looking at the garbage news, which I've literally just canceled out, not going to garbage media, which I've canceled out too, not going to the thing? And can you just devote your time to being fulfilled and just giving yourself that mindset to take on the world? I say, yeah. And then in the evening review, I do the same thing. I'm like, Arsenio, what went well today? What are a few things that you're grateful for today? I say, you know what? Yeah. And so, are you devoted to that? Now, meditation, obviously, that's really, it all depends on me and how much I end up overcoming all these other things. But man, meditation and stuff, as grateful as I am for it and immersing myself in it, it's something that I still need to put in, but I'm just doing little by little. So the morning practices, like 5 a.m., I'm like, okay, let's get some of this working out in. Okay, let's get some of this in. Let's get some of that in. Okay, did I do this? Did I do that? Am I primed? Did I listen to some music? Did I ask myself, what is my intent for today? What word do I want to best describe myself? A bundle of joy. See, these are things that I rate myself on and I score myself on, whether it's the daily or the weekly one, or of course the monthly. And to be honest with you, it feels like I'm so much more in control of my feelings. So today is day number two of doing the morning practice and the evening practice. And listen, if you're devoted to that, hey, I could tell you right now, if you're devoted, you're promoted. You're going to get the rewards. And I'm talking about the cognitive rewards. I'm talking about the joy rewards. I'm talking about the rewards of just being in control of you, your thoughts, your feelings, your actions, and especially your reactions to situations. Hey, and maybe you've been devoted all these years and then something happened. Let's just say in love. Okay, with work. I'm telling you, boy, I stopped Instagram scrolling like crazy. And I blocked so many different people. I do not engage with people. I do not look at a lot of things. Like, I've limited the amount of stuff that I put that I look at in regards to whether it's YouTube or Instagram, and it feels so much better, and I'm not talking about I just don't use it. I'm just saying I just don't want to look at reels because reels can be very sensitive, racist bullshit that Instagram keeps on their platform. And then they end up trying to deplatform you when you actually go up against the racists of the platform when they start looking down on specific individuals. So I understand, however, that you want to share something and all that stuff. Okay. And if you're devoted and it didn't turn out well, at least you walk out with your character. How about that? Being deeply committed to something is a big deal. It's something you could be proud of and be able to recognize. And I get it that there are some people that just cannot look at themselves in the mirror because they're disengaged in life, careers. They're disconnected. They don't feel any energy, the focus. They don't experience those high emotions, which I'm feeling right now. The standards or emotions just aren't there for them. And I get it. So, but the thing is, you can't just continue just blaming your company over and over, the government over and over. I've gotten out of that politic that, it's so funny. I don't know. I was just so nervous about this year because I was like, man, the American vitriol and hate that's going to be lunged at one another and everywhere. And the horrible discrimination towards Mexicans at the border and the horrible discrimination towards Black. It's just crazy. It's just coming from so many different angles. But then I'm just like, fuck all y'all. I'm good. And I'm just like, now we're into April already. And I'm just like, I don't hear anything about the garbage elections, nor do I really give a fuck anymore. And it feels so goddamn good. We can't continue blaming the place of where we are or another person for our true engagement and excellence in life. Those are things that we get to choose, people. See, that's called human freedom. You get to choose your attitude every single day to make choices. And what happens is we end up realizing. And you know what? People just never go deep enough. People never double down. And thus, they're never devoted. Now, let's just say others, career, entrepreneur over here. Or maybe you could just say, you know what? I'm going to stay focused. I'm going to build these skills. I'm going to get good at this. And that's a true architecture or an architecturer of life. This is a gentle nudge for all of you right now. Maybe you pulled away from some that real passion, that priority. You got distracted. I got it. But today's a gentle nudge to get back into it. Someone you're neglecting? So that you care. You know, I think being deeply committed to something is very, very, very important. So to top this off, I remember when the law of attraction came. And this is how a lot of people's careers ended up like flourishing completely. Because people branched off, especially with me in 2015. Before I ended up buying Napoleon Hill's Law of Success. And, you know, at the end of 2015, you know, Law of Attraction jumpstart Lisa Nichols' career. I mean, although people knew about Bob Proctor to a certain extent, all it took was for someone to look at Joe Vitale, Bob Proctor, John Ossoff, Lisa Nichols, Michael Bernard Beckwith in that movie and to Google search them and to see their work. If it wasn't for that, it would have been all different. And a lot of people, it's so funny because, you know, like Vishen Lakhiani, I stopped watching him back in like 2016. But, you know, him, that's the Mind Valley guy and stuff like that. And I guess they have all those courses and all that stuff. But Vishen's one of those people. He's like, oh, yeah, the law of attraction, mumbo jumbo. And I'm like, yeah, Vishen, come on now. Yeah, let's be honest. Nobody actually knew you before anything. Okay, you ended up. I'm guessing like 2015, 16, you really started coming into the picture. Then it was the motivational era, especially beginning in 2015, going up to about 2018. Then when Gary Vee took off in 2018 with the whole collaboration era, there were some great eras between 2015 and 16. And so this is when personal development really took off exponentially, right? And so I remember I asked one of my employers, you know, and she was like, oh, yeah, positive thinking. I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, positive thinking. You can think positive all you want. Got to have a regime, though. And I'm like, OK, how invested are you into this? And it just seemed like it was very casual for her. And I was like, the thing is, with high performers, we want to commit and devote ourselves to something. It's a healthy obsession. It's healthy for us to really narrow it and hold those high standards for ourselves, you know, to turn out well, to care about the excellence. And you want to live an extraordinary quality of life, being devoted to living the best life possible. That's the ultimate reward, right? So when we are truly devoted and being tapped in, like tapping into our potential every single day, something that is important for us, that meaningful thing that gives us that drive, that like those personal impulses and emotions and that high in life. You want to be a good person and manifest your true potential. Well, you're going to have to grow into your truest and biggest character of who you are. And that comes with devotion, which ultimately leads to self-mastery. And that ignites the personal development in us. With that being said, guys, stay tuned for more. Over and out.